So I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years, and we're trying to get married, actually. Thank you. I said trying. We have a bit of an issue. I'll explain. I'm Sikh, she's Muslim. Yeah, and our parents are racist. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't want to offend any racists that might be here tonight. And here's the thing, it's weird when your parents are racist, right? Because I grew up Indian, and I'm still Indian. I don't know why. I said it like that. That'd be weird, right? You turn 21, you're like, Norwegian, what the fuck? But no, still Indian. I grew up Indian, and I grew up watching Bollywood movies. And what's every Bollywood movie? It's a young couple, and they can't be together because of like race, or religion, or caste, or something prejudicial, you know what I mean? Like something about that person that you can't change. It's never anything about the actual relationship that's an issue. You'll never see a Bollywood movie where the parents are like, well, honey, it's just that he's manipulative and you're codependent, so we don't think it's gonna work out. Never a Bollywood plot. It's always like, oh, honey, it's just that we hate the people that he is. And then what happens? They sing 2 or 3 songs, and the parents are like, you know what? You make a good point. And then they can be together. And I would watch this growing up with my parents. And my parents would look at me, they'd be like, good movie. Good lesson in that movie. It's like, okay. 20 years later, I bring home my Muslim girlfriend. And they're like, no, you idiot. The lesson was be racist. Like, how did you miss that? That's when I realized that I don't think my parents have been watching the movies right. Like, I don't think they realized who the villains were. I think in my parents' eyes, every Bollywood movie is just a heartwarming tale about two courageous parents. Who, against all odds, take up the noble fight to stop these two idiot children from making a terrible mistake. And unfortunately, in the end, they fail. And the kids live crappily ever after. There's never a happy ending when it comes to Bollywood movies, my parents. I'll explain what the problem is between Sikh people and Muslim people. Because when I brought my girlfriend home, my mom sat me down the next day. She was like, oh, listen. The Muslims killed 3 of our gods. Yeah, so in Sikhism, there's 10 gurus, 10 messengers from God, and the Muslims killed 3 of them. And my parents hold this against my girlfriend. Which makes it really hard to talk about my problems with my white friends, because my white friends are like, oh, I gotta take my boyfriend home to be my dad. And my boyfriend's a Bruins fan, my dad's a Leafs fan. Gonna be a whole thing. It's like, dude, my girlfriend's up for religious murder, okay? That happened 300 years ago. So that's the problem that Sikh people have with Muslim people. Small messiah side. Triple messiah side, if I'm being honest. A little excessive, but whatever. The Muslim people don't even have a problem with Sikh people. It's just a rule in general. If you're a Muslim, you cannot marry a non-Muslim. That's a rule in Islam. And it's right in the beginning of the book, too. Like, Allah was like, Muhammad, put it right in the first chapter. Like, it's really important. And I have to sit there and discuss this with my girlfriend's father. And he's not an asshole, he's a nice guy. He's just like, what are you gonna do? I like you, but Quran, page 3, line 14, like, how are you gonna argue against that? And I have to sit there and be like, I don't know. True love and happiness. And he's like, what do you think? This is a Bollywood movie? Get the fuck out of here. So I know what you're thinking. You're like, Jeevan, this doesn't sound like a big deal. Just do both ceremonies. And to that I say, if only it were so easy. See, I'm not Muslim, so her parents want me to convert so I can do their ceremony and be Muslim. Which sounds like a lot until you find out what a Muslim conversion is. Muslim conversion is weirdly easy. It's called the Shahada. It's one sentence you say three times and then you're Muslim. That's the whole thing. You go like, Allahim, Agahim, Nisan, Bismillahi, Muhammad Ali. And then you say it two more times and then you're Muslim. That wasn't the sentence, by the way. That was fake Arabic from Dune Part 2, but. They got away with it in that dumb movie, so I'm probably fucking doing it. But that's weird, right? It shouldn't be that easy to become Muslim. It shouldn't be easier to become Muslim than it is to get a credit card. Like, I feel like that's too easy. Like, there's apparently 1.3 billion Muslims on the planet. Like, with that conversion, yeah, those are inflated numbers. You know what I mean? Like, a Jewish conversion, that's work, man. It takes like a year. You have to go to classes. There's exams at the end. Then I assume the rabbi gives you a degree in geography or something. I'm not sure exactly, but I know it's a process. Plus, you have to get circumcised. Did you know that? Yeah, they're like, you want to be Jewish? Step up. How bad do you want it? Let's go. And you have to get circumcised as an adult. Completely different ask. Like a baby penis, that's, you can slice through that like a new stick of butter. That's nothing, man. But a man, like a grown-up dick, that's masturbated and fucked a girl from Florida, like, it's like cutting through an avocado that you left in the fridge too long, man. So comparatively, the Muslim conversion doesn't seem like a big deal, is what I'm saying. Here's how easy the Muslim conversion is. There's plenty of people who are not Muslim that marry Muslims. And what they do is they tack on the conversion at the beginning of the ceremony, like some sort of drive-through conversion, keep the whole thing rolling. So I'm like, all right, whatever. It doesn't seem like a big deal. I'll do it. But my parents, remember? The God murder? They're not over it. They're like, oh, you can't convert. You become Muslim. I was like, that's not how conversion works, man. It's up here. You can't, like, I can't be it in a game of tag that I'm not playing. You know what I mean? And the other thing that they tell us, both our parents tell us, is that we're going to get judged in our community. That there's people who are going to judge us. We're trying to protect you. There's people who are going to judge you if you marry outside the religion. Which is true. Those people exist. There are people in every religion who judge other people for how they choose to live their life. Every religion has them. There's a scientific term for it. They're called assholes. And yeah, you know those people that are like, if you do that, you're not going to get into heaven. If you do this, you're not going to get into heaven. They make you want to go like, dude, are you going to be there? Because if you're there, I don't fucking feel like going, to be honest. Like, you ever met a person so shitty they could ruin paradise? Like, and these people are allowed to control other people. Like, I know people who are good people that step in the way of their own happiness so that they can maybe die and go somewhere where they can be happy when they could just be happy here. It's totally doable. So this has been going on for 3 years now. 3 years, back and forth. My God, your God, red God, blue God. And then COVID happened. And then we couldn't be together at all, which really sucked. I don't know whoever said, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder, but they're full of shit, man. That fucking sucks. And it was COVID, and we decided we were just sick of it. And we went to the only place during COVID that was still open, City Hall. And we walked in and we got married. So fuck you, love wins. I've been Jeevan Gill. Thank you so much for coming out, guys. You've been amazing. Have a good night.